today is Lord Ramchandra's appearance day. Ramchandra is Krishna himself. Ramadi Tishupala Niyamena Nishtham Nana Vataram Akarod Kumaneshu Hintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramahimam. Krishna appeared in many, many forms, like Ram, Nrisimha, Varaha, Purna. Krishna has innumerable incarnations. But Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramahimam. But Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And Lord Ramchandra is his Leelavatar. Krishna has six different types of incarnation. One of them is Leelavatar. Krishna performs pastimes with Leela in order to teach people the moral principle and establish dharma. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami. In order to establish dharma, Krishna appears from time to time in different millennia. So Krishna came as Ramchandra with that specific purpose to establish dharma. And this is the specific significance of Ramchandra's appearance. Ramchandra is Maryada Purushottam. Maryada means to establish the religious principle. Ramchandra appeared to establish the religious principle. So Lord Ramchandra, that objective or that mission is the mission of a king. The king establishes dharma as a representative of the Supreme Personality. So Lord Ramchandra appeared as an ideal king, as a perfect king. And he appeared in the Surya dynasty, Sun dynasty. There are two Kshatriya dynasties. One is the Surya Vamsa, the other is the Chandra Vamsa. The Sun dynasty and the Moon dynasty. Krishna, when he appeared in the Moon dynasty, in the Chandra Vamsa. And Ramchandra appeared in the Surya Vamsa. Imam Vivashati Yogam Praptavan Ahamabhayam Vivashan Manavit Daho Manur Akshati Manarishapu Vekhavati. So Krishna mentioned that how through this disciplic succession of the king he gave this transcendental knowledge of Karma Yoga. This knowledge he first gave to Vivashan Suryadeva. Then Vivashan gave it to his son, Vaivashyata Manu. Then Manu gave it to his son, Ikshaku. So Ikshaku is the son of Vaivashyata Manu. And Ikshaku is the forefather of Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra appeared in the Ikshaku dynasty. Ikshaku dynasty. In that dynasty, there was a great king called Dilip. Dilip's son was Raghu. Therefore another name of Ram's dynasty is Raghu Vamsa. And sometimes Ramchandra is addressed as Raghuveer or Raghupati, like Raghupati Raghava. So because Ramchandra appeared in the Raghu dynasty, he is addressed as the hero of the Raghu dynasty or the head of the Raghu dynasty, the crest jewel of the Raghu dynasty. Jaya Shri Shri Radha Madhava Krishna Mahapurusha. So Raghu's son was Aja, and Aja's son was Dasarath. And Dasarath was the father of Lord Ramchandra. Therefore another name of Lord Ramchandra is Dasarathi, the son of Dasarathi. In Sanskrit, often the sounds are identified by the father. Like Dasarath's son is Dasarathi, then Nanda Maharaj's son was Nanda Nandan. In this way, the sons are identified according to the father's identity. Dasarath was a great king, but unfortunately Dasarath didn't have a son. And once Dasarath was hunting in the forest, and at that time he heard the sound of someone filling the water pot in a river. So Dasarath thought that that was some elephant drinking water. And he released an arrow called Saptabhedi Bhan. The arrow is a sound detective device. Like following the sound, it will hit the target. So you can see how advanced people used to be those days. People foolishly think that a scientific advancement is taking place only recently. But even those days, they used to have arrows or designs that would hit the target following the sound. But for the sake of our Dasarath, it wasn't his sake. It was actually the son of the sage who was, and the sage was blind. The blind sage was living in the forest, and his son, his only son, went to collect water from the river, and he got hit by Dasarath's arrow, and he died. So when Dasarath came and found that he actually killed the son of a sage, he was very much afflicted, and he carried the body of the son of that son of the sage to the sage Andhramuni. And Andhramuni was very, very much heartbroken. Will somebody tell them not to speak like that? Can some mother do that? Tell them to stand in front of the door and speak. And so Andhramuni then cursed Dasarath that the kind of pain I'm feeling due to the loss of my son, you will also feel the same pain due to the loss of your son, and that will be the cause of your death. You will die due to an intense pain from your separation from your son. And so Dasarath, carrying the curse of the sage on his head, came back to his kingdom, and he was feeling very, very depressed, very nervous. And he immediately called the Rajguru, the guru of the family, the royal family, Vasishtha. And Vasishtha is the guru of Ramchandra's family. So Vasishtha came and Dasarath told him what happened. Then Vasishtha actually became quite happy. Vasishtha said that this curse has actually turned into a benediction. This curse has become a benediction. Because you don't have a son. You don't have a son. But the curse is that you will die due to the separation from your son. So that means you are going to get a son. So Vasishtha advised Dasarath to perform putreshi yagya, a sacrifice to receive a son. For the sake of receiving a son, this sacrifice was performed, putreshi. And from that sacrifice, fiery personality came out with a bowl of sweet rice, and he offered it to the priest Vasishtha, and Vasishtha gave it to Dasarath and told him to give it to his queen. So Dasara gave it to his two senior most queens, Kaushalya and Kaikeyi, and told them to give, divided the sweetness to give it to them. And Kaikeyi and Kaushala, Kaushala and Kaikeyi, they shared their portion with their own wife, Sumitra, another wife of Dasara. Actually, in those days, the king could have, the Kshatriyas could have more than one wife. So Dasara had three wives, Kaushalya, Kaikeyi, and Sumitra. So as a result of eating that sweet rice, they gave birth to four sons in due course of time. Kaushala gave birth to Ram, Kaikeyi gave birth to Bharat, and Sumitra gave birth to Lakshman and Shatrughna. So these are the four sons of Dasara. And Sumitra actually gave birth to two sons because she had two portions of the sweet rice. And her first son, Lakshman, became very attached to Ram. And Shatrughna became very attached to Bharat. And actually these four sons of Dasara were the Chaturbhuja. Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Ramchandra is Vasudev, Lakshman is Sankarsan, Bharat is Pradyumna, and Shatrughna is Aniruddha. So these are the four brothers, and they were very fond of each other, they were very close to each other, and they were growing up in the royal palace with surrounded by great personalities who actually all were great devotees. Krishna, before he appears, he sends his associates, senior associates, and the junior associates come after him. Just as in his pastimes in Vrindavan, he did that. In Ramchandra's pastimes also, he did Dasara. Actually, Dasara is Vasudev. I'm sorry, Vasudev. And Kaikeyi is Devaki. So, in this way, there were different devotees of the Lord surrounding him. And Lord Ramchandra was growing up. And there are some very beautiful descriptions of Ramchandra's beautiful pastimes. It is quite like Lord Krishna's pastime. So Lord Ramchandra was very beautifully growing up. His childhood pastimes are quite similar to Krishna's childhood pastimes. Not quite. Like Krishna used to be very naughty. Lord Ramchandra, because he was a Manjara Purushottam, he was not naughty like him. Krishna used to steal butter. Ramchandra didn't steal like him. But what I meant is, like, he was giving an endless joy, an inconceivable joy to all of the people who were around him. When Ramchandra was 14 years old, Vishwamitra once came to Dasara and told him that his sacrifices were being spoiled by some terrible demon and demonesses headed by Taraka, and he wanted Ram to come with him in order to kill those demons. Dasara was very, very worried. He felt that this little boy, 14-year-old boy, he won't be able to fight with the demons. So he said, look, let me go and kill him. But when Vishwamitra insisted, no, I want your son to come. So a sage is asking like that. So Ramchandra, Dasara agreed to send Ramchandra. and Ram and Lakshman went and found them very easily. Ram actually killed the terrible witch Saraka. Actually, with Saraka Rakshasi, followed by her associates, used to come to the sacrificial area. These demons are actually very antagonistic towards any religious practice. They try to spoil the religious rituals. So they used to come and throw all kinds of impure stuff, contaminated stuff in the sacrificial area. And Vishwamitra was very much troubled by that. But he was a sage, so he would not, although he used to be a great Kshatriya at one time, but because he became a sage, he didn't want to kill him. So, and he knew who Ramchandra was. So he actually got Ram. And Ram killed Saraka Rakshasi. And thus he received the benediction of the sages. And at that time Vishwamitra could recognize, or he realized, that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Vishwamitra knew that that Lakshmi Devi also appeared on this planet in the palace of King Janak. So Lakshmi Devi, he thought that now the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be united with the Lakshmi Devi, Sita Devi. Now Janak, in order to get the suitable match for his daughter, He made an arrangement, he made a condition that if anyone could bend the bow of Lord Shiva and attach the rope to it, what's it called? String. If anybody could string the bow of Lord Shiva, then he would be given Sita, him as wife. And many kings and princesses came from all over the world, no one could do that. Yeah, and Janak actually made this condition because Janak once, when Sita was just a little baby, little child, a few years old, one day he found that Sita was riding on the bow of Lord Shiva as a horse. Children riding a horse like a toy horse. So Sita turned that bow into a horse and she was riding onto that. So that way Janak could recognize that Sita's position was higher than Lord Shiva's position. Because somebody who as a child would do that, then she must be superior to Lord Shiva. And who is superior to Lord Shiva? Lakshmi Devi. So he could recognize that Sita was actually Lakshmi. So he made an arrangement that unless Narayan comes, he is not going to offer his daughter to anyone. So he is not going to offer his daughter to anyone besides Narayan himself. So he made that condition that anyone who could string the bow could do that, could get Sita ready. When he came to plunder the sacrifice of Dakshya, he used that bow. And then he gave this bow to Dakshya, Janak's forefather. And that's how Janak actually received that bow, and it was actually in his palace. So Ramchandra broke the bow, and when that happened, Lord Shiva actually started to dance in ecstasy. And the whole universe started to tremble. Because when Lord Shiva dances, that is practically the end of this universe. Especially when he dances Tandava Nrita. This was not the Tandava Nrita, this was the ecstatic Nrita. Not the dance of Vidasa, but it was the dance of ecstasy. So Parashuram was there. And Parashuram is the incarnation of Vishnu. And he was a disciple of Lord Shiva. So Parashuram wondered why Shiva was dancing, why Shiva was behaving like that. And he found out that that's because someone broke his bow. So by the arrangement of Lord Jogamaya, Dharshishakalda Mishinari is here. By the arrangement of We have to remember that Sita Devi is Radharani and Ramchandra is Krishna. They are just playing one specific role. So Parashuram became very angry that someone insulted his spiritual master like that. So he immediately went there and challenged Ram. He actually gave Ram his bow and he said, okay, you blow Lord Shiva's bow, let me see you string my bow. And when Ramchandra took the bow from Parashuram, he took away the potency he invested in Parashuram. Actually, Parashuram is a Shaktavesh avatar of Vishnu. So he came to perform such a specific purpose of slaughtering or wiping out the Kshatriya for 21 times from the surface of the earth. So now that mission was accomplished, Ramchandra himself came as a Kshatriya king. So Parashuram didn't need the special power that was invested in him. So when Ramchandra took the bow from Parashuram, he also took away the power from Parashuram. So since that time, Parashuram lost the Shakti that was invested in him by the Supreme Personality. So Ram came back to the father's palace in Ayodhya. And Ram was married to Sita, and let me see here, Urmila was another daughter of Jana. She was married to Lakshman, and Jana's brother Kushadraj had two other daughters. Those two daughters were married to Bharat and Santu. So all four brothers also got married at the same time, in the same family. And then Dasara decided to coronate Ramchandra as the crown prince. So everyone was naturally very happy that Ram, who was the apple of everyone's eye, was going to become coronated as the crown prince. But the only person who was not happy was a hunchback maidservant of Kaikeyi. Her name was Mansara. So Kaikeyi, Ram's stepmother, Bharat's mother, asked Mansara, "Mansara, what happened? You look so sad." So Mansara said, "Yes, I am feeling sad. Naturally, I'm looking sad." So he said, "Why? Ram is getting coronated and you are feeling sad." He said, "Honestly, actually you also should feel sad." He said, "Why?" He said, "You see, when Ram becomes the crown prince, and in due course of time Ram will become the king, and then his mother will get all the glory of worship and all the adoration, and no one will even bother about it. And your son will be just nobody." Kaikeyi said, "Why are you speaking like that? Ram is so dear to all of us. So why not in this of that?" And naturally, Kaikeyi apportioned and gave birth to the eldest son, so he is the rightful owner of the throne. But Mansara kept on vitiating Kaikeyi's mind. And then Kaikeyi also started to think, so maybe that is true, something must be done. But Kaikeyi asked, "But what can we do? Ram is the eldest son and we can't really change the scriptural injunction." Then Mathura said, yes, and I already thought about it. He said, do you remember a long time ago, Dasharatha fought against the demon siding in the demigods? And in that war against the demon, he was very severely injured. And at that time, he nursed him. And he became so pleased with you that he wanted to give you two boons. But at that time, you didn't take your boons. You told him, my God, I don't need it. But Dasharatha told you, if someday you need anything, you can ask me to boon. And I'll give you that. So, Mansara reminded Kaikeyi about that boon, about these two boons that Dasharatha owes her, and said, you ask. In the first boon that you ask is that Ram should be banished from the kingdom for 14 years. And he should live in the forest. And the second boon is Bharat should become a king. So Koyi naturally could just go to Dasharatha and tell him. But she was lying in bed as if she was very sad. So Dasharatha came and asked Kaikeyi, what happened? So Kaikeyi didn't say anything. So after a lot of persuasion, she actually told him, my Lord, do you remember? You wanted to give me two boons, and these are the two boons I want. Dasharatha couldn't believe his years. Kaikeyi was so fond of Ram. Kaikeyi sometimes used to treat Ram as even more fondly, even more affectionately than her own son, Bharat. So, that she was asking that Ram should be banished and Bharat should be the king. So, then Ram was sensed, Dasharatha actually told, Dasharatha didn't say anything. So he went back to his room and closed the door and he became very sad. So Ram came and saw Dasharatha. So he asked, what happened, my father? And so Dasharatha didn't say anything. So finally Ramchandra got to know what was the cause of Dasharatha's sorrow. So Ram said, fine, I will. In order to fulfill the promise, in order to fulfill the vow of my father, I will go to the forest and let Bharat become the king. At that time, Bharat was not there. So, Bharat was in his uncle's house, in his maternal uncle's house. So, Ramchandra, he took off his royal dress, took off all his ornaments, and put on tree bark, and was preparing to leave the palace. Then Sita said, no, I will also go with you. Because the business of a wife is to follow her husband. So Sita insisted, so Ram had to take her along. And Lakshman also wanted to go. So the three of them left the palace and left for the forest. And at that time, Dasharatha tried to walk. He was running after Ram, calling out his name. He gave up his calling. So one is very fortunate if he can give up his body by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So Dasharatha gave up his body that way. Naturally, he was such a great devotee of the Lord that the Lord himself appeared in his tongue. So when he left his body, it's natural that he would leave the body chanting the holy name of the Lord. So now they went to the forest, and he made many stages. There's some very nice incidences on the way. There was this river, and he was about to cross the river, and at that time one boatman came, and this boatman took Ramchandra across the river. And Ram was thinking, what your name him. Because now he's a beggar, he doesn't have anything to pay. So then the boatman told him, don't worry. No, Ramchandra actually wanted to say something and he looked at Sita and said that she should give some ornament or something. Then the man refused to take that. The boatman refused to take that. So Ram asked, why are you saying that? Why don't you want to take anything? He said, the boatman said, the people, those who are in the same profession, they don't take money. When they do something for government. So Ramchandra said, how do you consider that you and I are in the same profession, have the same profession? So the boatman said, because you see, I take people across the river and you take people across the material ocean. So that way we have the same profession. And so, if you want to give me the return, if you want to pay the price, then when the time comes, you take care across the material ocean, the ocean of material nature, and how the sufferings. So, Ramchandra actually blessed him.
The leaves in the forest, and Ramchandra actually went to meet them. So Ram was actually meeting different sages, and the sages would come and ask him, who would not otherwise go to the temple? So Ramchandra was advised, I think Valmiki Rishyashringa Muni, to stay in Chitrakoot Mountain. So in Chitrakoot Mountain, Lord Ramchandra was staying. And at that time, this Chitrakoot forest was actually given to Surpanakha. Ravana's sister Surpanakha was staying in that forest. It was her forest. And she used to kill the animals or whoever used to come there. Surpanakha used to kill them and eat them. So one day Surpanakha saw these three human beings. And she became very curious and very happy of it. And now she got some human flesh. But when she came close and she saw Ram, she fell in love with Ram. So Ram, she approached Ram and wanted to propose that she wants that he should rather accept her as his wife. So Ram said, look, I'm already married, my wife is with me. So you better get married to Lakshmi. Then Lakshmi said, look, you actually wanted him first. So he you should get. It is not proper that when you fell in love with my elder brother first, I will accept you. Then Ram said, look, I mean, my wife is with me, so I can't do anything, and I can't accept you. Then Surpanakha went to devour Sita. So at that time, Lakshman pulled out his sword and chopped off Surpanakha's nose. And Surpanakha ran away with the nose severed by the sword of Lakshman. And then Surpanakha caught Ravan, she reported to Ravan. When Ravan sent two of his brothers, Kaur and Bhushan, with a whole army, and Ram and Lakshman wiped out the entire army along with Kaur and Bhushan. Then the news reached around Ravan, and Ravan was very surprised that just a human being who is truly forest dweller could wipe out the entire army of the demons. So then Surpanakha provoked Ravan in order to take revenge, told that Ravan, this man actually has a beautiful wife, and she actually you deserve her, she actually belongs to you. So you go and steal that woman. So Ravan took Marichi,
Marichi was the son of Sataka, demon who was killed by Ramchandra in Vishwamitra ashram. So Marichi was also revengeful, so he knew that this was a man who killed her mother. So Marichi immediately agreed to help Ravana. So Marichi came in the form of a golden deer, and he started to roam around and stand in front of Sita. And Sita, seeing the beautiful golden deer, wanted to help the deer. All the Ram tried to dissuade her, but she was not listening. So Ram told Lakshman, okay, Lakshman, it seems that there is some inauspicious thing is going to happen, so the signs are ominous. So you guard Sita and don't leave her till I come back. And so Ram went to catch the golden deer, and at a distance Ram shoot the deer with an arrow and kill the deer. And this was actually, then the deer took up the form of the demon, Marichi, and started to cry out, calling out the name of Lakshman, immediately the voice of Ram. Ram, Ram, Sita, Sita, help, help. And when Sita heard that, she thought Ram was in danger. So she said, Lakshman, you go and see, help him out. And it seems that something is troubling Ram. Ram, Ram, from the village. Although Lakshman tried to convince Sita that she shouldn't go and leave her alone like that, but because Sita kept on insisting, so Lakshman had to go. And at that time, when Sita was left alone in the ashram, in the hut, Ravana came in the disguise of a parikara, mendicant sannyasi, and stole Sita. When Sita was being stolen by then, Jatayu, a great bird, attacked Ram. Jatayu was a friend of Asura, so he attacked Ravan. And Ravan cut Jatayu's wing, and Jatayu fell down on the ground. So when Ram came back to the hut and to the cottage and couldn't find Sita, he started looking for Sita everywhere. Then he found Jatayu half dead, with one wing cut off. Bottom was lying on the ground. So he approached Jatayu, and Jatayu told him that Ravana actually stole him. So Ram, and he told him that there is in Vishwamukha mountain, there is this monkey king, Sugriv. So he should actually go there and take help of Sugriv to rescue him. So then Ram went to Rishyashringa mountain, and Sugriva was there. Sugriva was the son, and he always was a monkey, but he was actually the son of Sangha, Suryadeva. Actually, at that time, during Ramchandra's pastime, different personalities, different demigods also appeared on this planet to help the Lord in his pastime, just as and during Krishna's appearance, different demigods took birth in the Jagu and Vishnu dynasty. Similarly, different people, different demigods were actually born in different families to assist in Lord Ramachandra in his pastimes. So, Surya's son, Sugriv, who was actually expansion of Sangha, appears as a monkey. And he had a brother called Pali, who was the son of Indra. So Pali drove Sugriv away from the kingdom. And Sugriv was actually hiding in Rishyamukha mountain. And this is also a nice story. Once Pali was challenged by a demon called Mayavi. And so when he went to accept the challenge, Pali was actually a very powerful person. To give you an idea how powerful he was, once Ravana was looking for for a suitable competitor, suitable opponent to fight. So when he came to Kishkindha, the king of the mountain, he was actually traveling all over and challenging people. So when he came to Kishkindha, then he announced that, "Where is Bali? I heard that Bali is very powerful, I want to fight with him." So the minister told Ravan that he has gone to the southern mountain, that he has gone to the south pole to chant his Gayatri. So Ravan went to the south sea, and so Sugriva was at Bali was chanting somehow. So Ravan wanted to just grab him from behind. And Bali could understand what was about to happen. So he extended his leg and extended his tail and tied Ravan up with his tail. And then he jumped and started to travel all over with Ravan tied up with his tail, coiled up with his tail. And from time to time he was dipping Ravan in the ocean. And Ravan's condition was very bad. So he was almost suffocating. So Ravan actually offered his friendship to Bali and then his friend. So then Ravan, yeah, so this is how powerful Bali was. So Bali was fighting with the demon in a mountain cave, because the demon actually entered the mountain cave. And for a long time, Bali didn't come out. So Sugriva thought Bali was dead, because he saw some blood coming out. So he covered the mountain cave and went back to Kishkindha and became a king. But Bali, after killing the demon Mayavi, he came out. And then he came back to his kingdom and he found that Sugriva became a king. So he became very angry. So he drove Sugriva out and even took away his wife. So, and he wanted to kill, but Sugriva was hiding in Rishabhamukh Mountain. So Rishabhamukh Mountain was a place which Bali could not go, because there was a curse that, once Bali killed a demon, and he, after killing the demon, he actually threw the body of the demon 8 miles away. And when the body of the demon, or the dead body of the demon, flying, some blood from his body fell on the stage, on the sacrificial arena of the stage when he was performing some sacrifice. And in this way, his sacrifice became contaminated. So the stage curse, that the person who did that, if he comes within the area of this mountain, he immediately dies. So that's why Bali was afraid to go to Rishabhamukh Mountain, and Sugriva was hiding there, away from Bali's anger. So Sugriva agreed to help Ram, provided Ram would kill Bali. So Ram did kill Bali, and then with the help of Sugriva and the monkey element, they made a bridge across the ocean to Lanka, the kingdom of Ravan. And after a long fight, Ram killed Ravan and rescued Sita, and that's how he killed the demon and made division. Ravan's brother, who was actually a friendly person, the king, and he came back to his kingdom after 14 years. Hare Krishna. Stop now. So does anybody have any question or comment? Yes? Well, that has been described in scripture. But Bhajananda Shaktavesh Avatar, Shaktavesh means the power is invested in that person. So when the Lord invests the power on somebody, he also has the power to take it off, take it away from him. That's the way to come.
Kesava is born of Kesava is born of a sacrificial by Ravana, and then he someone Masada told him that he is dead because of all, so then he put him in the box and threw in the river.
Yeah. Is it
true? And that's how it is
connected. Yeah, there was something like that, yeah. Yeah, he actually floated Kesava in the river. And yeah, I don't know exactly remember, but the understanding is that when Jana was arranging the sacrificial area with the plow, when he was tilling the land, then Sita came out of the earth. Therefore not even Sita. Sita is the edge of the end of the plow. So she came out of the end of the plow, and that's what I mean. The parting of Sita. Tell Sapna, thank you very much. Hare Krishna and glorious Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.